to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
This is what you don't get. Right up there with winning AJ is being a man of your word. As a former champion, I can know you face some hard times, and when your back is against the wall, man, you got two things, your balls and your word. Last night, you proved that you don't have either one of them.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for June 25th.
I'm there.
Holidays today, Log Cabin Day, National Catfish Day. Yep. Mm-hmm. Birthdays today, WWE Divas and former Women's Champion and Diva Search winner in 2006. Layla L is 39 today. Did I give her birthday out? Her date? Oh, sorry. That's about it. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. Join us July 24th for WWE's Battleground at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Starts at 8 p.m. Come join us for all the fun July 24th for WWE's Battleground. We got, there's so much news involving that we'll get to real soon. Also, join us 2 weeks from today, July 9th, for UFC 200 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Of course, once again, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. I think we're going to get there about, what, 4 in the afternoon, maybe 3? I don't know. Depends, because the prelims are just as good as any pay-per-view for this show. This is a big show. Light heavyweight champions. There's two of them. One is the interim, and one is the champ. One is from Rochester. His name is John Jones. He's taking on Daniel Cormier to solidify the title of light heavyweight champion. Women's bantamweight champ Miesha Tate defends her belt, and the return of Brock Lesnar as he fights Mark Hunt. And hosted by us, prizes, drink specials all night long. It's July 9th, 2 weeks from today at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 200. Let's see. Interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at, by the way, Danny, I love what you said last week, and I wasn't here, how you, like, I do the, because if there's a video feed, you'd see me do my Uncle Sam thing, pointing as I said, needs you, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't really play well on the radio.
It doesn't, I know.
That's okay.
It makes me giggle. But nevertheless, you can contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show. I am the Cash Man, and I am here with Brian Burke.
Good morning.
We're DC Dan Cole, manning the Twitter and the texter, I guess. I didn't bring the text software up, but you can bring that up if you want.
Good morning.
The Mark Fantasia.
Sorry. Back it up. He lost the nickname.
He lost the nickname.
He didn't show up at the pay-per-view.
Oh, Mark. Was that a rule? Did I miss that last week, Mark?
We talked about that. And by the way, he's not talking.
Why?
Because another cast member in the studio took his spot.
Oh, and that. Well, listen. You have to be able to apologize for a female in the studio. It's nice to have a girl in here. And joining us again is Apex Predator from RCRD. The B-sides.
Good morning.
Yes, and a wrestling fan. And Mark, we during the commercial break, we can switch maybe.
No, here's the deal.
Okay. Oh, God, here we go.
It's Father's Day.
Can you play some Corey Hart? Can we play a little Corey Hart while we're doing this?
All I'm saying is, it was Father's Day. It was a very, very late dinner. I did not make it back in time. Even if I wanted to, it wouldn't have happened. I actually started the pay-per-view extremely late. I started at like 10 o'clock. So to even see all the matches. But let me tell you, there's a reason I quit WWE, but I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah, we're gonna start talking, and I like your what you said last week, because I was listening in Philadelphia. I liked when you said, you know, the draft will make me start watching again.
And, it would, but that pay-per-view did not help.
Okay, that did not help. Well, let's talk about the first prominent news piece that happened this week. It's called the failure of Roman Reigns to keep a clean pee sample. Okay, or in other words, he's been suspended for 30 days. His first violation of the company's talent wellness policy, not letting us know this till Tuesday. Tuesday, after two live shows, and actually happening before the two live shows, is when he actually came up with a positive test to be here. So, thoughts on that? Roman Reigns, and he came out immediately after, apologized like crazy, saying, you know, but you know what? That man has, listen, I get on him. I'm not a big fan. But I give him a lot of credit. That's a lot of pressure to be put in a position he is, where he's booed every time he comes out, booed for everything, and was a champion.
It's called being a heel.
Yeah, I know, but he wasn't. They were trying to make him a face. It was a pet project. The thing is he wants to look like $1 million, and sometimes it takes some additives to your dietary supplements. And we're not really sure exactly what it was he was busted for, but it was a 30-day thing. So, but nevertheless, he is out. He's not going to be on TV for 30 days.
Yes.
He's still in the main event of the next pay-per-view.
Yeah. So
we'll, Battleground. Thoughts on this?
I'm going to let Danny go first.
Yeah, Danny,
I have something to say.
Okay.
I mean, he's not helping himself with the people that hate him the most right now. Just giving them way more ammunition that they don't need at this point. I mean, he's still going to have his fans, and it's the same people that have always cheered on Cena for the last 10 years. But if WWE thought it was bad, the reactions he was getting before this suspension, it's not going to get better.
They better have audio on standby, because there's going to be some funny
chance. So turn him heel. Quit dragging your feet. If you have any chance of salvaging this Roman Reigns experiment at all, you're going to have to turn him.
Which he'd have to go full heel probably in the triple threat match and take the
title
back.
Not semi-heel, not kind of heel, full heel.
He might even align himself with a bunch of heels, you know? I mean, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea if, you know. The thing is, now, what do you think, folks? 222-1280, *1280 is the number. Give us a call. Give us your opinion. This did not come out till Tuesday. Now, we got a steady dose of him on live TV Sunday and Monday before that. What does this say for a publicly traded company knowing this information well in advance of an announcing it, and then taking advantage of this guy until it was just okay for them to be able to let him go for 30 days? I'm just really dumbfounded by this whole process, and it just makes me think that, you know, it's like they probably could have, like, I think this happened with Randy Orton before. They kind of, like, you know, shushed it under the carpet there, you know, one of his violations.
Scott Hall said in an interview that he popped hot on a test and they didn't suspend him until he put in his notice that he was leaving WWE. Yep. Which is 6 weeks after he took the failed test.
Yeah. So
and you said it, they're a publicly traded company. It's called WWE was trying to protect their biggest investment at this point.
And yeah. The problem is, what is the message you're sending to the rest of the locker room? So let's just say, who was it? Connor, right? From Ascension. Oh, right away. You're immediately taken off TV. You don't have any chance, this and that. But if you're Roman Reigns, all right, we're going to let you do this pay-per-view. We're even going to let you stay in the main event, even though well-known all over the world, you just failed the test and you are now suspended. But we're going to let you go into that triple threat match. It's bull. I think it's bull, and I'm actually really upset about that. I can't believe that. I think it should go one-on-one Dean Ambrose, or put Kevin Owens in there,
yeah,
or anybody else, because that is not supposed to happen.
Or just do it one-on-one.
Why
just get, you know, the thing is, you know, I don't know if this is actually going to be... We've got 30 days to figure out whether this is actually going to be the main event match of Battleground, okay? Because there's a good chance that there's going to be some serious bad feedback from this towards the company because of the way they drag their feet before announcing it. Now, we got a 222-1280 *1280 number. We have Rashawn on the phone. Rashawn, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. And I don't believe I'm actually about to agree with Mark, but good God. I mean, yeah...
he should totally be taken out of the match because, I mean, they're making him the face for the time being, as trying to push him as such a dominant face. And the point is even when Randy Orton had his suspension issues, he was pulled out of major matches. So I don't understand why they're not going to pull Roman Reigns out of these major matches and major events because of it. Heck, they even though Randy Orton was, when he got suspended the first time, yeah, he was pulled out of a major pay-per-view, and then he was also suspended for regular he was also kept off a couple TV dates going forward past it.
Yeah, and that's one thing, too, is I heard that they may be able to finagle him around to still get him on TV.
Yeah, watch. They're going to do things from home with videos.
Or they taped it all in advance, right. You know, months ago, you know, a couple weeks ago.
So
you know?
I have an issue with the fact that, like, all right, and I agree with you, because if you drop the title, Money in the Bank, I'm okay with that. They knew it then. I'm okay with you keeping it quiet. Suspending him then, don't let him come to Raw. But then you let him come to Raw, and you put him in a main event, knowing that you're now going to suspend him afterwards. Crap.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
I totally
agree with that. I was like, you know, it's like it, because you got other guys. I mean, look at Hornswoggle's suspension. He couldn't provide a sample, and he was he wasn't doing a lot on TV anyway.
No,
he was immediately announced.
He hadn't been on TV in 6 months.
But fair is fair. I agree with him. Fair is fair, 100%. I actually almost thought about bringing that name up when I said Connor, and I go, yeah, everybody's going to really make fun of me if I'm bringing up Hornswoggle, but thank you.
Yeah, no, you know the thing, too, is how do you build a pay-per-view with a three-way with a guy who we should not see on TV until the Thursday before the pay-per-view?
Here's what WWE should do. Here's exactly what they should do. Pull him out of the match. Like, you know, the suspension is obviously very public. If they really want to have this Shield triple threat match, make the feud between Ambrose and Rollins, just make it extend a little bit. And then when you come to, like, you know, the late December, early January event, then you get that big pay-per-view. I understand, yeah, those aren't the big marquee pay-per-views like SummerSlam and WrestleMania or even Royal Rumble. But if you want to do it at a bigger marquee pay-per-view event. Give some build-up time for it. You know, make it look like he's having to earn his way back because of the suspension. That's the way that you write that.
Yeah, well, the thing is the suspension is done on the business side. And so there are people who are like the, you know, there's a lot of guys who are, you know, have their WWE visors on, blinders on. That's all they see is what they see on TV. And they're going to not know, have any clue about this guy.
But they announced it on their own website.
They did announce it on their website. But will they go on TV and say, and Roman Reigns is not going to be around for 30 days? No, they're going to find excuses or whatever and keep him in the storyline if he's still involved in this match. I have a feeling Monday's going to come around. He's going to be out of it. They're going to find some way to, you know, they'll find some way to write
him
out of it.
Maybe they put it to a twist. He's like, I was taking depression pills because everybody was booing me so much.
Yeah, well, I don't even, probably depression pills you can still get a doctor to say okay on.
They talked about Adam Rose's suspension very openly on television. So, I mean, it goes back to, you know, everybody's got their little boxing status on the card. We all know it. So if they try to kind of sweep this under the table, it just shows that Vince has got his little box and he's going to keep Roman Reigns in his little box beyond what he's due. And the fact is that he's just not going to play it fair by the rest of the roster if that happens. If he gets removed from the match or something else, or they majorly talk about it, then I might be able to say, okay, maybe they're going to play a little bit of fairness to the rest of the roster. But as of right now, he's still booked for that match 2 days, two or 3 days after the suspension is up. I just see too much favoritism in with it.
Well, I'm thinking if they do what's right, he's going to be written out of the pay-per-view, and that probably will happen. And we get some yeses and some noes, but I guess we'll find out Monday when we watch. But Rashawn, thanks for calling, brother.
No problem, guys.
Yeah, let's see what happens when you get in front of a live audience.
Let's definitely see what happens. Let's see what, I mean, especially when people, you know, and you know they're going to do like what they do with A-Rod with the Yankees. They're going to yell steroids when he comes out. It'll be his new chant.
Wait, where's Raw on Monday?
Raw? I don't know.
Someone, Danny. Danny, go. Get
working
on.
We're working out.
Raw. It's a good question. It depends, you know, what kind of.
Because I want it to be like a hostile
you
crowd.
You want like Chicago.
Like Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's a good crowd.
Brooklyn,
for
but it's not.
Well, there's, you know, I mean, and you can still give us a call, 222-1280, Star-1280. Tell us what you think about Roman Reigns being suspended for 30 days. And right now,
I wouldn't be too worried. They're only in Tampa.
Oh, Tampa. Oh, John Cena's hometown there.
Half the crowd will get it right, and then the other one will be on a 5-second delay.
All right, we have a Scott from Henrietta. Scott, what's up, buddy?
I think it's a bad example. They kept him in the main event.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a terrible message. You get suspended for breaking a rule involving illegal substances, and you keep your title shot. It's a terrible example.
Yeah, I think they're going to get a lot of flack from it, and it's going to change.
Just pull him out, put it in for SummerSlam. Let Rollins and Ambrose have a great match, because you know they're going to have a great match, because we saw it the last time when they did Hell in a Cell. Just let them go out and have a fun match, a great match, and then start building for SummerSlam. Or keep them off for a longer period. Maybe actually send a message.
I want to interrupt one second. Someone, I don't know if you saw on our Facebook page, but there's something that happened last week during the pay-per-view that I think it's like a first, when you had three members from the same tag team all holding the heavyweight title at one night. So
I'll give that credit to, I had put that up. It was actually my friend at work, Sean, that had actually brought it up, that in one night they all were champion, and each one of them gave each other their first reign.
Yeah.
They're a great trio. They've always been a great trio. They are the future. They're going to be the guys for the next 5 to 10 years, so long as apparently one of them keeps clean.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that too, why I brought it up is, you know how excited everybody was about these three guys being in the main event, and how that crashed so quickly. You know, a day later, and fortunately, you know, because it's something people have been looking forward to. I mean, that'd be a perfect WrestleMania main event, is those, a three-way of those guys.
I was going to say, if they were smart, they should hold it to WrestleMania. I'm okay with Dean having the title. I was okay with Roman having the title. I'm actually excited to see the journey of when Seth gets the title back fully, not just for 5 seconds on the pay-per-view.
Yeah. You know, the cool thing I thought about the turning in the briefcase was Seth wasn't laid out on the ground. It wasn't like in the past when you've seen, like, remember Daniel Bryan beat the Big Show and Big Show was laid out and that's how he won it, you know, but Dean Ambrose had to go in there with a guy who was ready to fight him. And they actually, you know, it was a quick match and everything, but he still won that title. It wasn't like the guy was like knocked out cold laying on his back and all he had to do was sit on top of him. So
like when CM Punk first cashed in because Batista basically laid Edge out.
Yeah, he took Edge out big time. Yeah.
I don't know. It sends the wrong message. I'm actually kind of annoyed with it, because when the news came out, I was having dinner with my family, and they're like, well, what does this mean? I said, well, he's still in the main event. My wife kind of looked at me, and she's like, he did drugs, and he keeps his championship? And I couldn't argue that point. It's hard to explain it to your kids, like, oh, he's been off for 30 days because something happened. And if they, you know, kids are smart enough to look on the internet now, they're going to say, oh, he's, you know, he got busted. He's out for 30 days. Oh, he keeps the championship. Oh, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, I have a feeling, like I said, the flag's going to happen. The flag's going to happen, I'm hoping it does at least.
They have the perfect alibi. Aren't they filming the Marine 5? They could say, hey, we did some script rewrites, and we got a roll for it.
Yeah, you can go do something. Hey, Scott, thanks so much for calling. We got to go to break. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about this Roman Reigns fiasco going on. Actually, we got some more news about Jerry Lawler, which you guys hinted at last week, but never really talked too much about it. But obviously, if you watch SmackDown this week, you realize Lawler was missing, and there is a reason. We'll be back on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
So listen up, kiddos. Uncle Dino is going to give you your lesson of the week. So listen up. Pay attention. What goes around comes back around. You know what? Let me give you another lesson while I'm out here, you know, pontificating and stuff. Here's another lesson for you. Hard work pays off. Busting your ass, keeping your nose to the grindstone pays off. And when it pays off, baby, it pays off big.
I'll put it down like this and break it in layman's terms for you, okay? If I had a dime for every single time Johnny Laryngitis opened up his mouth and something relevant came out, I would have zero dimes!
Many health insurance plans now cover drug and alcohol abuse as a disease that can be treated. Maybe you thought only movie stars could afford treatment for an addiction? New rules have changed that. Now, real help is affordable if you call 800-885-HOPE.
I was on my way to losing everything. Family, business, everything. I needed help, but I didn't know how. Then I made the call.
Addiction is a disease, horrible and debilitating. You can't fight it alone.
But if you reach out, there's hope. Call 800-885-HOPE. That's 800-885-4673.
I knew he had a problem, but didn't know where to get help. They found us a treatment center that took in quick and accepted insurance.
New coverage rules make effective, quality treatment affordable. If you or someone you love has an addiction, you already know the problem won't fix itself. Call 800-885-HOPE. That's 800-885-HOPE. Don't put it off any longer. Ad sponsored by Lead Circle LLC. Coverage and rules vary by state and carrier.
Last night, it wasn't my night. Because last night was your night. And I just want to say congrats, man. I'm happy for you. I don't care what y'all say. This is my boy, and I'm happy for you. And I just want to say congrats, man. But you got to tell me, how good did it feel to cash in on Seth?
I would have cashed in on you too, man.
It is Perry Saturn. You're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Apex Predator. Hey-o. Yeah, she's still here, believe it or not. I haven't heard her say much, but she's here. She's got I'm a I'm Hugger shirt on. You're going to have to hug each one of us before you leave with that shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Okay? And Danny with his bootios. DC. Got the bootios, got the Hugger, got Brian.
I'm glad I wore it because last night you were really booty, I hear.
Yeah, yes. My car got towed as I went. I went down to enjoy a wonderful night at the Jazz Fest. And I parked someplace. Obviously, you can't park. It's right across the street from the station here in the back parking lot. And I got towed. $129 later, I got my car back. Thanks. I appreciate the support. But I learned a lesson, man. And I believe me.
Tow truck drivers are booty?
Big time, especially when they come up and start pushing you. You know? Yeah, it was.
Oh, he pushed you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why, did you try and stand in front of him and go, hey, sir, come on, be cool?
No, I was taking pictures of him towing other cars. And so I took some pictures of it, and he said, and apparently he comes up to me and he goes, I told you to stop taking pictures, which he never did. Then he freaking pushed me in the chest a couple times. It's like, he goes, get out of here. Get out of the parking lot. And it's like, and the security guard's watching.
And then
watching.
Cash said, you don't want none. You don't want none.
No, I said, you never told me to not take pictures.
I was just wondering if you ripped off your shirt Hulk Hogan style and was like, it is on, brother.
And I'm not joking, folks, either. This really did happen. And then
Cash starts waving a finger in his face.
Security guard from the place next door here was watching the whole thing.
Wait. When he pushed it, did you go, hey?
No. I was waiting for him to punch me because then it would have been on.
The guy almost punched him when he tried taking a selfie with him.
Yeah.
What you were doing? You were taking selfies with him?
No, I was taking pictures of him towing cars away. Just remember, folks, if you're coming downtown for the Jazz Festival, and if you know where this building is that we're doing the show from, don't park around here where you think, you know, it's safe, especially for a place that draws kids to it, you know, that is maybe like a museum that draws kids to it, because at 8 o'clock at night, they're towing everybody out of there. And the funny thing is, I've done it every year since the Jazz Fest has been in town here and never had a problem.
Which I don't get, because I don't think that place is open at 8 o'clock at night.
That's what they said. Once it closes, then they start towing people out of the parking lot.
Now, the way he chest bumped you, would you consider him to be strong?
No, he's a little guy. Little.
So not strong.
No, not very strong.
Wait, little as in he probably drives like a really big truck?
He has a big flatbread truck.
Flatbread?
Does it have garlic on it?
Was it hot enough to be grilled into a panini?
Okay, let's not talk about my problems anymore. I'm just putting out there. Just be careful when you come downtown. It was a wonderful show by Fits into Tantrums out here in the middle of the street. Incredible amount of people out there. Just watch where you park. That's all I'm saying. Okay, we got to talk about the world of wrestling, and we got a bunch of phone calls all lined up for us.
Which is funny, because I'm pretty sure someone's supposed to be a phone screener here. We got 17 people in
the
studio.
He's right next to me. He's doing it, man. He's actually, Mark, it was your job until you start watching wrestling again, right? Also, let me get the Corey Hart out again. Okay, we got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, nothing like the city of Rochester to mess up people coming downtown for the Jazz Festival up, and, you know, the added bonus is, hey, we'll tow your car, too.
Yeah, you can't blame the city when a business is authorizing it.
Yeah, and I also say bring an extra $120 or $30 with you in cash, because that's the only way you can get your car back.
For souvenirs, your car, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, I told them I was going to say it on the radio, and I did. There we go. Go ahead.
All right, so anyway... Dealing with your Roman Reigns stuff, you know, most of what's wrong with the WWE is probably Vince McMahon, and therefore I would say that probably the person who didn't want to have the most egg on his face for pushing Roman Reigns so far would be Vince McMahon, and the reason that he wasn't taken off TV was because Vince McMahon doesn't want egg on his face. You know, I don't think if it was one of Triple H's guys, Vince would make him take him off air right away, but because this has been Vince's pet project all along, that's why he gets special treatment. And again,
Vince always had
the WWE is
Vince has always had special guys that he liked better than everybody else. Like, I'll give you a good example. Remember when Batista came back at the Royal Rumble and they were going to immediately put him in the main event of WrestleMania,
right.
Which they did. That's another example. I think Shawn Michaels was a favorite of Vince McMahon. Shawn Michaels actually was a great wrestler and Vince McMahon wanted to keep him out there at the top of the company. You know, but he was another favorite. Could get away with a lot of stuff that a lot of guys can't get away with. And Roman Reigns, I don't know if he's getting away with something, man. It came out Tuesday, okay? That's when it was announced. So, but we just
he's
don't.
Rock's cousin. You tell me one negative thing that's actually happening to Roman Reigns right now.
Besides the fact that he's off TV, which makes no difference because he's still in the main event. So that's, you don't even have to show up to work.
He's just on vacation.
Yep. Yep. He gets a 30-day vacation, and then he's going to come back like nothing ever happened.
And they said, hey, do us a favor. Get out in front of this. Start apologizing. Own up to it right now, and you're going to look like a good guy. You're not a good guy. You're not a bad guy, but you're a guy.
It's not a good apology. It's not a bad apology. It's the apology.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And I'll bring up the other thing that you were going to talk about that they don't talk about. Hey, why's David Otunga on SmackDown? And, and it's on Tuesday. It's supposed to be on Thursday, but it's on Tuesday, and the Jerry Lawler comes out. And we don't explain why Jerry Lawler's gone. And given the fact of, you know, Jerry Lawler's recent medical history, if people didn't know, they could be like, what's wrong with Jerry Lawler? Is he sick? Is he having another heart attack? No, he had a problem with his 27-year-old fiance when he's 66. There's just something wrong with that. I mean, I'm not a fan of Jerry Lawler anyway, but, I mean, just get him off the air, and I don't think they need him back. And I don't know if David Otunga is the answer, but I think there's a lot better place they can go. And once again, shame on WWE for just dropping the ball and, you know, not getting out in front of that. And where they could have been, maybe they haven't decided what to do with him yet, but they could have, you know, made a better stand of how they were going to react. They certainly had time to deal with it, and they didn't. And boohoo on them again.
Dave, I think good points there. I will say one thing. I want to add it to what you said. We got to see Dean Ambrose call the final match on SmackDown this past week. David Otunga was pushed aside for Dean Ambrose to come out and call the Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn match, which was a great match to end SmackDown. And Jerry Lawler did have some. He had some problems. You guys talked about it last week briefly. He, you know, his. I guess his girlfriend was going nuts on him, and he had to defend himself or what. Nevertheless, he got called with a what's it called? The technical term
domestic disturbance.
And if you have a domestic disturbance and you're employed by the WWE, it's in your contract that you, much like Adam Rose happened, you will be suspended until they do an investigation into it. Now, yeah, I can live without Jerry Lawler. I like Jerry Lawler, though. I mean, he has his place, especially since he's been like the heel guy the last like 6 months. But and in fact, there was news last week that I put in the news that I don't ever know where it came up, but he was talking at some big event where he talked about how they're going to be doubling the pay-per-views every month once they have the brand split, which I think is a great idea because I mean, there's a better chance you're going to see them in Rochester doing either a pay-per-view or a live show, which is a fantastic idea. But he, you know, I mean, until he's guilty, I think, you know, innocent until proven guilty. That's how it is in the United States. I'll say that. But he does, you know, they both were arrested.
Do you think that when the cop showed up, he was like, so is this your daughter, sir?
Probably. Was it at a high school? No. No. I mean,
that's not a bad comment. I mean, he's what? Nearing in on what? 60s? Mid-60s?
Yeah, he's in his 60s.
Okay. She's 27. That is age of his daughter.
I was actually shocked. I thought that was pretty old for Lawler.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're over here saying he's running around with a van.
I never said anything about Star a van. 12 is the number. We've got Baldy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good to have you back at the home, Rich.
Thank you. I know I miss me too. Go ahead.
I tuned in for a couple of minutes because I wanted to give my prediction, but the train wreck was so hard, I had to turn it off. My ears were hurting.
Plus, oh, be nice. Danny wow. did a fantastic job.
Oh, my God,
job.
I'm so sorry. I just hit the button on the keyboard.
Uh-oh.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I am so sorry.
Okay, Rick and Grease, what's up, Rick?
This is awesome.
awesome.
Rick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, bro, just a few things I'd like to discuss today. Now, first of all, I have the WWE Network. I've had that for months, and I don't know why I didn't get it earlier, but I actually emailed the network. I haven't got an email back, surprise, surprise, about them possibly trying to upload the old superstars, maybe some wrestling challenges on there. That would be a great addition. What do you think?
I would love it. Honestly, I'm a huge fan of all those old ones. You can find them on YouTube, but I don't think they'll ever upload all of that on there. It's way too much content.
No.
Well, they could take some of that other stuff that you don't even need on there that doesn't have seasons, you know, right away again. And, I mean, they could upload whatever they want, honestly.
I just want every Raw and every SmackDown.
I was going to say, yeah, there's a lot of original content we were promised when they were talking about the network to begin with that we still haven't gotten. It surprises me. A lot of the efforts they're focusing on are these new and original things, whereas, like, when I signed up for it, I just wanted the back catalog.
Yeah.
I wanted everything I grew up on.
I mean, Superstars, it was a squash match after squash match.
No, yeah. Some of those were, I mean, I loved when they went from, you know, they
enhancement
were in town for, you know, on Fox for three weeks in a row, and then, you know, American Gladiators came on. It was awesome.
Well, and like I said, if you really want that, it's very easy. Just go into YouTube and type WWF Superstars of Wrestling, and there's like a playlist of 200 of them from the past. You just watch those, because that's what I've done if I wanted to watch old ones.
And one of the things on there, they were doing like one of the lists, I guess, and they did the best gimmicks of occupations, and IRS was on one of them, and they showed the old War Memorial on there when he was entering the ring. I could see the banners in the background. It looked exactly like the War Memorial. Is cool.
I'd say best professions would have to be tax collector, repo man, and evil dentist.
And a clown for a kid's party.
I've seen.
Not even Goon or Skinner.
No. Well, you know, I got to tell you one thing. You know, the Undertaker, when he made his originally debut in the WWE, I know it was on Survivor Series pay per view, but a couple weeks before that, it was a Superstars taping in Rochester.
Yeah, I went to that one. Yeah, that was like a 90 or 91.
I talked with him about that. I ought to bust out that old interview I had with him when I met him out in Weedsport. He was like out there with his motorcycle.
And was this when he was Kane the Undertaker?
Yeah, this is back. Yeah, we talked about that. You know, we mentioned that he had gone by that name and everything. Now, we got to go to break, Rick.
Can I just mention one thing, and then can you hit it maybe after the break?
Sure, go ahead.
I wanted to get the ROH pay-per-view or get the replay of it.
Yeah.
A few years ago back, I think it was like 1999. Now, my buddy Sal was saying it's $39.99 or $35 and then $45 in HD. Isn't everything broadcast in HD? Shouldn't it be $35 straight up? You got to pay $10 extra for HD.
It should be.
I would ask the cable provider.
I think everybody is in HD. I mean, who wants to watch it? It's hard to even watch things in that old format nowadays.
My wife can't notice a difference.
Oh, really?
She really can't.
The screen's smaller, and it's, you know, but...
Make sure the Repo Man's not anywhere near the Jazz Festival tonight. There might be some cars in the repo.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for calling, Rick. 222-1280, star 1280. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. And Danny, don't touch the phones anymore.
I'm sorry. Hey, you know what?
He sneezed.
For that, I will gladly own up and take a 30-day suspension.
You want to take it? It doesn't have anything to do with your vacation coming up or anything, does it? No.
No, it will not really coincide with the vacation. It works out great, though.
Okay. Danny's going to start doing steroids and all of a sudden.
So, Danny, the first week you're out here, we'll have Baldy sit up here with us, okay?
I'm sorry. I mean, I thought it was a good button. It could have been a bad button, but for that moment, it was the button.
How dare you, Danny, open up the call with
he's just kidding. He's just kidding. I got to say, Danny, I think you did a great job.
I have feelings.
He did have a great job. He did do a great job.
You did a great job last week.
I have feelings.
I know. You did a great job last week. I think you guys all did. I don't even need to be here anymore. No.
Actually, he did a great job with all the sponsors in the very beginning.
I heard every
one of them.
That's right. We got to go to break. You're listening to the thing. I know he did not. He did not hit every single one of them. I was listening. 1280 Star Toys number. You listen to Pink Link on Fox Sports 1280.
I can see your future. New day falls. New day falls. New day falls. Run.
Seth called himself the man. Roman called himself the guy. I don't know. What does that make me? The dude?
Hey, who's your...
Donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
This is Dan Moriarty. Drive home from work and talk sports with a local guy. It's the Dan Moriarty Show, Monday, 3 to 6 on Fox Sports 1280.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Samoa Joe. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole, Brian Burke, and Apex Predator. We call her Alyssa. She's a hugger. You can tell she's got it on her t-shirt and her tank top there. I want to throw something out there.
You haven't denied it.
What happens when Bray Wyatt finally goes face and gets hurt and then comes and then completely you forget about that the day he comes back and starts messing with the New Day? Thoughts about that? Obviously we forgot he was a face for the 1 week before he got injured, and now they're just going back to him healing out on the New Day.
I don't like them being paired up with the New Day at all. Not one bit.
Well, where do you put Bray until the draft? You need him to be in the main event picture, absolutely. But he doesn't fit in that title match right now. He can't just all of a sudden slip into Roman Reigns' spot. So, if you think about it, you need to have him waste time for the next couple weeks.
Why the hell not? Because remember his whole anybody but you, Roman? Have him show up at Monday Night Raw, take Roman out of the picture for the next 30
maybe
days.
Maybe this is what they did with New Day.
Yeah, I mean, they could have, if they weren't already busy working. I mean, they knew.
But do they really? Bray doesn't need to be involved with the New Day.
No.
You just need your Strowman and Rowan.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But Bray's the leader. So, I mean, maybe we should ask Luke Harper that. I'm going to see him in a couple weeks. So
how have we not had him on the show?
He has been on the show before when he had another name. Yeah, you go back in our archives, you can listen, looking for Brody Lee.
I'm still in shock about what...
The picture I showed
you?
Yeah, he was at the NHL draft yesterday, and he was almost clean shaven, sort of, compared to what normally he is.
He dropped like 200 pounds off of his face.
Yeah, I know. Where did he disappear to? But hey, we got Mike from Rochester. Mike, what's up?
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
Okay. I just want to talk about Roman Reigns real quick.
Sure.
I'm not a Roman Reigns supporter or backer. I get it. But, like, Vince must pull his hair out because, you know, I remember as the Shield was coming to an end, Roman Reigns is getting the biggest pops on the roster. And then the Shield breaks up, Roman Reigns is getting the biggest pops on the roster. I remember there was a night in the summer at some point where they had one of them, you know, have the fans tweet their votes to Twitter and stuff. And one of them was Superstar of the Year, and Roman Reigns won that. Whether the authenticity of those, I'm not sure about, but still, he won it. Place goes crazy. And so Vince must say, okay, I'm going to push this guy to the moon. And in doing so, he throws Daniel Bryan out of the Royal Rumble. And now the fan, it's almost like the fans have turned on Vince that, you know, Vince did what the fans wanted. And it just blown up in his face just because he threw Daniel Bryan out of the ring.
Well,
I really can't. I don't blame Vince for, I guess I'm with you guys. I don't know why he wasn't heel like 6 months ago. If the crowd wants a boom, make him a heel. Great.
Yeah, you know, the thing is Vince bent over backwards for Daniel Bryan a couple years ago at WrestleMania, and from ever since then, he's like, I'm not doing that ever again. And he said that. He said in the year after that, Daniel Bryan could have won the Royal Rumble and got placed into the main event. No, they gave him the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania that year, and then that's when he got hurt, and of course, he's gone now.
Yeah.
But it's like he said, I'm not listening. The fans aren't going to dictate a change in WrestleMania like it was last year. To me, that was the greatest WrestleMania, I think, the main event ever, was that, you know, Daniel Bryan winning that title in New Orleans. It was, I think it was one, I mean, for me at least, and I usually am not, I'm very skeptical on everything I see, and I'm very down on a lot of pay-per-views when you can figure out what's going to happen before it ends, and that pay-per-view was just one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, Taker lost.
Yeah.
That was an amazing pay-per-view. The Cesaro, everything. That was a great pay-per-view, and the next year they just said, all right, we're going to revert back to what we used to do and make everybody mad.
Thanks for calling, Mike. We lost you there. 222-1280 starts.
Wasn't me this time.
You can actually, if you want, text us at 222-1282 and send us messages if you're shy and you don't want to get on. We've got I can't remember. I saw the page. I actually have a phone screener today. It's Peter Burke. Thank you so much. We have Troy from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
And lady.
Okay. How are you?
See, she got to talk once in a while. You make sure there's a lady here still. Is that stretching calling you late? Never mind.
Broad's fine.
Oh, okay. I wanted to hear the voice too, to verify. Now, I got motivated to call in when the guy was talking about WWF superstars. You know, I told you guys when I called in a few times, that was my favorite wrestling show that used to come on Saturday mornings.
Well, I mean, that's a show where we would get all of the the tapes. You get all the show, all the it was like the interview segments where they would promote the local stuff coming, right?
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, so they do like 14 interviews in a row where they were fighting the same people in a different town, you know, I mean, when they taped them.
But you know what? That's what made a good heel. That's why when he got on, you knew you had to hate the guy. You know what I mean?
I agree. You know, I mean, and some of the best, I would like to see outtakes from all that stuff, because that's usually the funniest stuff. When they fumble their words.
Old interviews?
Yeah,
whoever said this on YouTube, they're absolutely right, because I started watching it again on YouTube. So it is on YouTube.
Wrestling Challenge, Livewire, all of them. You could just find them on there.
But like you said, I don't know why they don't put it on the network. It should be on the network. You guys, what you think about Paul Ellery's new team? I call them the Bulldogs, but I know that's not their name, but they look like Bulldogs. Paul Ellery's new team on NXT.
Yeah, the new Road Warriors. You know,
what's their names again?
Authors of Pain.
Yeah. Authors of Pain. Yeah, you know what? Nobody knew who they were when they came out, and they were chanting that. And of course, Ellering. People thought it was Ellering. No, it wasn't Ellering. It was the guys who were wrestling for him. You know, I'm glad that he's back involved. And I think his daughter is a wrestler right now, and that's maybe why he's involved helping out, because his daughter wants to get a job in wrestling too. I mean, he's in great shape. You know, the guy does the Iditarod, I think it is, every year, where he goes out and he has a dog. What's it called? The dog sled and
sled racing.
Yeah, he does that. That's incredibly taxing on the body, and he's in great shape and does that stuff. So I mean, the guy's involved in so many different things, and he has a world of wrestling that people don't forget about him.
Them boys ain't no joke. I can't believe, but I am kind of mad they took my the titles off my favorite team, the American what's American
Alpha.
American Alpha.
Yeah, American Alpha. Yeah.
That's because those guys are heading to the main roster.
Yeah, a lot of the guys are moving up. You know, when the draft happens, those guys definitely, I think, are be moving up. They're going to have they've had some news come out this week about what they're going to do, or some thoughts about what they're going to do. And some of the thoughts about how they're going to move things around is, besides bringing in a bunch of old wrestlers have been offered contracts to come back. And I'm sure you'll like this to hear some of these names, like Carlito, MVP, Tommy Dreamer, Jeff Hardy, Rey Mysterio, Bill Goldberg, Stevie Richards possibly, and Kurt Angle, which I'm not sure is a for sure anymore.
I read something yesterday that now WWE is completely denying that they have even been in contact, but maybe that's just to hold it off. I'd like to see actually every one of those names that you said in there. Yeah. Maybe Stevie Richards, though, I don't really care about, but every one of those guys, I'd like to see another run. I actually huge fan of Jeff Hardy. Yeah. I think that it'd be good to see him back.
Oh, Jeff Hardy wants to come back. He's definitely injured.
Brother Nero. Yeah. I knew you'd come.
Brother Nero and his injury when he broke his leg.
You've got to get Matt Hardy in there as Sweeney Todd. You got to bring him into WWE.
All right. Well, I was going to say, regarding the brand extension, there's some things up in the air, but they said that most of the superstars will either, of course, be Raw and SmackDown. Not a lot of crossovers. They said the women's division will feature on both brands, though. At one point, they were talking having the women on just one brand, but it looks like they're going to have both. And they might have a floating champion. I'm not sure they're going to put another belt out there. So the champ might one pay-per-view do a SmackDown defense and one pay-per-view do a Raw. So I guess we'll see as we get closer. But that's only a couple weeks away. So
do you guys think Finn Balor is ready to come up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, yeah.
He's much like AJ Styles. He could have been up from day one.
I love Finn Balor.
He could have.
Well, and obviously.
I know you do.
Well, they were going to have the match between Nakamura and Baylor originally set for Brooklyn, but now they just announced this week that it's going to be in now 2.5 weeks on NXT.
Oh, really?
On a live, or not a live show, but just a regular tape show. They're actually taping it this coming weekend.
They've already taped it.
They already taped it?
Yeah. Oh. I was gonna say, they've been saying that every time Finn loses a match or wrestles a match, the crowds have been saying goodbye to him every show. So one of these times, they're going to be right. You know?
Now, I know that you were away last week. Did you happen to see when Nakamura actually confronted Baylor?
I did not.
Great moment. Man, the crowd was hot for that. It was awesome.
Well, Nakamura, after seeing his debut, I mean, anything that guy does is gold out there. And him and Joe, I think, would burn the house down, you know?
Yeah,
that was an excellent segment.
Okay, Troy, Anything else, buddy?
I'm Finn Balor. I hope he stays at NXT because they're probably going to mess him up if they bring him up to the WWE.
Well, they mess everybody up. Look at the villains are now jobbing every show now. Okay, it happens. It's unfortunately, you know, you get this hot, you know, like in AJ Styles, he was in the main event for two pay per views, and now he's kind of getting scaled back to taking on John Cena.
Can you really though, like, take the vaudevillains seriously with their music, their act, their gimmick?
Listen, well, that guy's mustache is amazing.
Yeah.
Mustache. Hey, everybody said the same thing about the New Day.
That's right. Remember, yes, we were.
I never said that about the New Day.
Hey, Troy, thanks for calling, man.
All right, thank
I was
you
always a little booty about the New Day.
2-2-2-1280 I'm booty. I will, you know. Whoa. What the? Oh, look at that. That's
tensions. A nice thing to say. Good thing these tours are on the opposite
side. I don't think coming here anymore.
Now, I don't know if. Now, this is some other piece of news that happened. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the incident with Paige that happened at Money in the Bank after the show.
I blame you, Del Rio, for everything.
Yeah, you know what?
It had nothing to do with it.
She posted a picture of her and Del Rio driving to the next town where they're holding hands in the front seat of the car, and all you see is her hand holding his as he
Poppy.
Drives.
Ah.
So what happened? Apparently, I don't know if this Paige. There's video footage from security cams of Paige being handcuffed and put into a ambulance.
But that was only detained.
Only detained. There's nothing that came out of it. She wrestled on Monday Night Raw. We saw her wrestle on Monday night. So, the WWE is looking into it. But it's interesting. It might have been for the Divas show. So it might have been you know one of those rigged things. You know.
Wait.
Wait.
The Diva show is rigged?
Well, you know, storyline driven, whatever, you know.
It's not reality?
It's not. Wait till we get... Well, I can't wait till the Bellas are off.
I can't handle
of
this
it.
Right now.
All right, 2-2-2.
Danny's just going through so many feelings today. So much
feelings.
I'm
in a glass case of emotion.
You notice how we haven't even mentioned the midget wrestling that's coming to town yet?
I am so upset. I have a game that night of Angry Goat. Not that I'm upset about playing Angry Goat, but...
Well, we'll talk about it, man. We'll talk about it. 2-2-2-1280 starts with... You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
We are back at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece, and this month of June, it's simply huge, especially when you talk about the selection of pre-owned inventory that we have, Robert.
Certified pre-owned, we are a powerhouse on that, Tom. We have a 2014 certified pre-owned Sonata SE that you can purchase for only $14,888. We go over 150 point check inspection on this car, and it comes with the balance of the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Just $14,888 plus your tax, tags, and DMV here at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. Now, that's a typical example. You can see a lot more online. And speaking of online, if credits made things a little complicated, we can simplify that as well.
Simply go to billycredit.com, fill out a few lines, and you'll be absolutely on your way to credit.
Get the Fusillo Hyundai of Greece on Westridge Road, where it's simply
Rochester huge.
Prior rental, 36,352 miles. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for complete details. Pricing available June 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2016.
This Thursday at RochesterForLess.com, get half-price gift certificates to Ponte Vino in the heart of downtown Rochester on the Genesee River. Ponte Vino offers tradition.
Hi, this is Lanny Poffo, formerly the genius full of glory and renown, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain. Oh, yeah. It's my brother.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. We're all... Hey, I gotta put this song on if you're wearing this Bailey's theme here. If you can see the video from the studio, everyone's like floating their arms around like they just came out of a Grateful Dead show.
I was
just
airing out my armpits. Though.
Yeah, no
airing out the pits.
Yeah, airing out the pits. Okay. I'm glad I'm in another room. Welcome back to the Pink Line. Don't forget, we're going to be at Salvatore's. That's right. We're going to be there 2 weeks from today for UFC 200. Of course, stat card coming out. Join us. Starts at 10 o'clock, July 9th. Come hang out with us.
Can Paul Heyman come in the ring and be the one to actually introduce Brock Lesnar for this thing?
Brock!
He's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I of course.
Ladies and gentlemen.
As long as they make him come in and pick Lesnar up after he gets knocked out. Because Mark Hunt is not an easy guy to get by. So, also, we're going to be at the Salvatore's for WWE's Battleground, July 24th. We'll find out for sure then if we're going to see Roman Reigns in a triple threat in the main event. It's July 24th. It starts at 8 p.m. Come join us. Hang out with us. We'll have a good time. Thank you, everybody, who came out to Money in the Bank last week and watched the NBA Finals at the same time. Pretty good crowd there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
A lot of wrestling fans, a lot of basketball fans. Everybody had a good time.
Got to see a lot of stuff. I want to do some real pieces of quick news before we get going. Daniel Bryan and Mauro Ranallo will be calling the upcoming WWE Cruiserweight Classic, which started taping just a couple days ago. And Daniel Bryan, this is like his pet project, so it's good. I'm looking forward to seeing how that, you know. I guess they're weighing guys, too. If you're over 205, you can't be in it. And already they lost a competitor from the brackets. So
if you don't weigh in, you can't wrestle.
That's it. We got CM, speaking of
but
weighing.
If you fail a drug test, you can.
Yeah. speaking of CM Punk, sorry, there's not no drug test there. UFC, his debut up against Mickey Gall. We talked about it quite a bit. It's going to be UFC 203 in Cleveland, Ohio, which I think I may make a venture out there for. September 10th.
Is it a coincidence that it's no longer in August on the same show they're going to be promoting SummerSlam?
I'm sure somebody said, hey, listen, we're using Brock, and we're going to give you somebody in return. You better not have Punk be on the same night, you know, as our pay-per-view.
No, I think WWE would love that. I think there's nothing more that Vince would like than on the Saturday before WrestleMania, Punk getting knocked the hell out.
Punk wanted to move it because he didn't want it to be close to them where other, and again, fans could mock him for it. Yeah, I'm with Danny on that.
I think we're going to be able to get him on before that, too, to promote it. So just, you know, think up some good questions as we get closer.
Be sure to be here.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, he won't be in the studio, obviously.
That's fine.
That's okay. We should get our old phone screener and be like, Punk, what do you think?
What do you think, Punk?
Hey,
Punk.
I told you guys he'd be back.
Like, all right, that's right. Good morning. All right. So some rumors came out about the addition of pay-per-views coming up because of the brand split. One I like to see is WWE Clash of the Champions may be happening on September 25th in Indianapolis.
Otherwise known as Night of Champions. But.
Yeah. Clash of the Champions. But then they got No Mercy coming back. Roadblock. They have a couple extra pay-per-views thrown in for the ones that we normally get. So some of the old names, too. I mean, I also heard some WCW names being floated around, too. So
I think this is good that they should actually start having more shows on the network. If you are going to do this brand split, not double the pay-per-views, but close to it.
To do the extra pay-per-views when you're not paying $60 for one show.
I did like the article on Kayfabe News saying WWE announces 360 new live network shows.
Oh, why not? You know, and do you guys get to listen to the AJ Styles interview with Steve Austin?
Man, I can't believe he mentioned Dixie and everything.
Yeah, he talked about TNA continuously through the whole thing. Well, you know, I know he would. What else are you going to talk to him about? You can't ignore that fact.
Brought a Kaz, Daniels, everybody.
That's the largest part of his backstory, and WWE has glossed over it because they hate mentioning TNA.
Yeah, but they acknowledge it, obviously letting Stone Cold acknowledge
finally,
it.
Finally, though.
Weird, though, because in the Attitude Era, they would say WCW. It was their biggest competition. Ring of Honor is not, unfortunately, on the same level of production value as some of these other ones. TNA, unfortunately, is the closest, except they're just going downhill. But why not mention them?
Sure.
Start bashing them if you need to.
Do you remember when they used to do the news on the front page of WWE.com and they'd always have TNA news in that list through the whole, they do news from everywhere, but TNA would always be in that list of news. I always said, well, that's kind of stupid, isn't it, to promote your competition on a news feed on your official site? And they don't do it anymore, but they for a couple of years they were putting, you know, they'd have TNA pay-per-view results and stuff, you know?
No, if the Monday Night Wars taught us anything, it's that competition is great for this business.
Yes.
And that's one of the elements that's lacking right now.
Big time. It may be what's best for business.
And speaking of, you mentioned Ring of Honor a minute ago. Roderick Strong has ended his run and apparently is coming over to WWE. NXT originally I heard, but who knows?
That'd be a great addition to NXT.
Roderick Strong's a great wrestler. He's been on the show before. We've had him. I mean, he was part of TNA at one time. And I guess Moose is now finishing his time up with Ring of Honor, and we might see him over pretty soon. I mean,
you got to tag him with Apollo Crews, and I'm not trying to. They would be a great team together, and apparently they're already friends from what I've seen. So.
Yeah. So we only got like a minute left. Some other news. I don't know did you guys talk about this at all last week when TNA pay per view, how they had to scramble to get money to pay for the production values of the very last pay per view, and it took one of their executives like 2 days to get all the money to pay for everything.
All right, who's got more than $200 in their bank account? Who can put this on their card?
It was, and then of course they have their live show on Pop, and then Pop TV has problems with weather, and they lose a satellite. And apparently, they had to show it again a week later or the next day.
I heard it was just straight commercials for almost like an hour.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, we gotta get out of here. I want to thank everybody for listening, man. We got so much more to talk about Roman Reigns' future. We'll know more after this week. I want to thank. I was going to say Alyssa, but it's Apex Predator. Thank you.
You can call me anything you want, Rich.
All right. Ooh. Brian Burke, DC hey. Dan Cole, and Mark Fantasia. Peter Burke's my phone screener. Good job, Peter. Thank you so much, man. I've been dying for one of these for a while. Now I can talk. And we'll see you next week here on the Pain Clinic. Check us out online at painclinic.net. We'll see you next week.
I'm Chris Martinez in Los Angeles.
The music industry is calling for an end to gun violence. Billboard magazine posted an open letter to Congress demanding gun control measures. More than 200 musicians and executives signed on, including Katy Perry, Paul McCartney, and Lady Gaga. Al Pacino finally made the list for the Kennedy Center Honors. More than 40 years after the first Godfather movie, the Oscar winner will be recognized for his influence on American culture. Also on this year's list, gospel singer Mavis Staples and the rock band The Eagles. Adele's latest album is now available on streaming sites. The British star released 25 in November, but kept it off Spotify in order to boost album sales. Opening today, Blake Lively stars in the beach thriller The Shallows. A young surfer finds herself in a life-or-death fight with a great white shark. Lively says even as she's hunted, her character remains sympathetic to the shark's point of view.
She swims up onto its feeding grounds. You know, she's a threat to the shark's survival. He doesn't know what she is, and it's something that's coming towards his food source.
Lively spent time diving with real sharks before the shoot, which helped her understand their behaviors. And that's your Eye on Entertainment. Chris Martinez, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Checking out the movies this weekend?
Here's your box office preview.
Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey returns to the big screen in the historical war film Free State of Jones. He stars as a southern farmer during the Civil War who leads his fellow farmers and a group of slaves in an armed rebellion against the Confederacy, which led to Jones County, Mississippi becoming a non-slavery mixed-race society in the heart of the South. Based on true events, this action drama also stars Kerry Russell, Brendan Gleeson, Jacob Laughlin, and Brad Carter. This weekend's big sequel is the sci-fi disaster flick Independence Day Resurgence. 20 years after the events of the 1996 original, the world has united to create an early warning and defense system against future Earth invasions. But a new set of aliens receive a distress call from their defeated brethren and mount an attack with an even larger and stronger fleet. Liam Hemsworth, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman, and Celia Ward star. Still in theaters are Finding Dory, Central Intelligence, The Conjuring 2, Warcraft, Now You See Me 2, plus X-Men Apocalypse, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows, Me Before You, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and Captain America Civil War. And that's your weekend box office preview on iHeartRadio.
You hear that passion?
The passion.
That's a passion for Rochester sports unrivaled on the radio.
We care.
There's a passion involved. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I think it's better.
New stuff pops up all the time.
Ah! What is that?
Let's just hope this is a more pleasant surprise than that rash you brought home last night. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.